Well, who says Christmas at football isn't a good idea? What a fantastic period you've had. Well done.
Yeah, great performance today. Again today, against a good team of Arsenal. But I think we deserve the win because we played out of a very good organisation. One critics to the team, we had to kill the game after 2-0 because if you get that kind of chances to score the third and the fourth goal, then you have to do that. But great performance, great spirit in the team, good defending, great goalkeeper today in two important saves. Förster was great and unbelievable feeling after this win.
The minute of the match that hinged it possibly, Forster's brilliant save low to his left from Sanchez, and then at the other end, Stephen Davis's terrific control for Tadic's goal. I mean, what a minute of the game that was.
Yeah, that was maybe the key to win today. On one side, the save of Förster, and what you said 30 seconds after that, we scored a 2-0. Big mistake of the defenders of Arsenal, but we punished them, and we had to punish them a little bit more in scoring 2-3 goals more.
Well, of course, in previous matches against the big clubs, you haven't taken and punished sides when you've had the opportunities, and in fact, now it's turned around their mistakes and you're making them pay.
Yeah, one time, yes. Maybe the first goal, it was looks like a little bit strange goal, but Sadio did it fantastic. But great performance and unbelievable support of the fans, and that's enjoyable watching football like this.
Sadio Mane's finish was out of the top drawer with his left foot as well. You don't see many of those from that angle.
No, because it was very difficult. And after the first touch, I thought, what he's doing. Normally, you have to give the cross to Pelle in the box or somebody else at that moment, but he scored and great goal.
It's a Van Basten angle, I think you might call that, Ronald.
maybe.
How is he? Because you had to bring him off injured.
Yes, I have to. Still, I don't know about that because tomorrow we will have the session and then we will know exactly what happened with Sadio.
What does this tell us about Southampton in 2015, this win, and the way you've gone through Christmas, drawing with Chelsea and beating Arsenal?
Yeah, it shows a lot. I think it shows the unbelievable spirit what we have in the team, the confidence what we have. And I think it was very important to win that point against Chelsea because that gave the players a lot of confidence. And they showed that today. And that you need against big teams, you need to be very confident and you have to believe in a good result, and I think that was today the difference between today and maybe some other games.
And I think the belief borne out in the last half an hour when you'd expect on other occasions Arsenal to come and pound your penalty area, it never happened. You had the better chances.
Yeah, we had the better chances. We had good counter attack and we had good defending, and I think that was the key today. And the players did an unbelievable job out of the good organization in the team, and what you said, we had the best chances and we had to score more goals today, and that's strange against a team like Arsenal.
Just my final question is, you can now get fans' lips licking and excited at the fact that you're going to be a point behind Manchester United when you travel to Old Trafford on the 11th of January.
Yes, but first this Sunday, game by game, and of course sometimes maybe we will have some dreams, but game by game, and we have to keep fighting and keep going what we are doing now, and that's the best way to be successful.
Congratulations, Happy New Year.
Thank you.